It is a decision that we have been waiting for since the start of one of the most closely watched trials across the country. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin choosing to invoke the Fifth Amendment and not testify in his own defense in his murder trial. Thank you for joining us tonight for News Nation Prime. I'm Marnie Hughes.
And I'm Rutabay Shabazi. That is our top story tonight. Chauvin passing up the chance to explain in his own words why he made the decisions he did last May when he pinned George Floyd to the ground with his knee for more than 9 minutes. It marks the end of the defense's arguments, which lasted 3 days, and now a judge has scheduled closing arguments to begin Monday as a city on high alert braces for jury deliberations and a verdict. News Nation correspondent Brian Enton is in Minneapolis tonight live with the latest. Brian.
Yeah, Rutabay, this city really is on high alert. You can just feel it when you're here. More businesses are boarding up. There's more of a police presence as we have entered now the final phase of the trial and learned that Derek Chauvin will not be testifying.
Do you have any questions about your right to remain silent or to testify on your own behalf?
Not at this time, I don't.
All right. Has anyone promised anything or threatened you in any way to keep you from testifying?
No promises or threats, Your Honor.
For the first time during the trial, we heard Derek Chauvin's voice and saw his face without a mask as he told the judge he would not testify.
Raise your hand.
The only rebuttal witness called by the state on the final day of testimony was Dr. Martin Tobin, a lung specialist. He made clear that pressure on George Floyd's neck would have influenced his ability to breathe.
Common sense that you would know that that's going to happen. I mean, you can do it on yourself if you want. And as soon as you put pressure here, you can immediately sense that your upper airway is narrowing.
The jury has not been sequestered during the trial, but will be starting on Monday after closing arguments. That means they'll have to stay in a hotel and will be monitored by police to make sure they don't discuss the deliberations with anyone outside the jury room.
I think the one thing that you need to know today as you leave is how much do I pack? If I were you, I would plan for long and hope for short. Basically, it's up to the jury how long you deliberate, how long you need to come to a unanimous decision.
Minneapolis police say they are entering the third phase of what they call Operation Safety Net, a plan to secure the community during this time of unrest. Now that deliberations are set to start, even more soldiers and officers are being called in, and more businesses are also boarding up.
This has come a few days earlier than we had anticipated, and so what our community members certainly have seen over the last 48 hours, and what they can continue to see is a robust presence of both our citizen soldiers, our men and women of our National Guard, and certainly now just a gathering of local law enforcement, state and county.
And during the trial, there's been a couple of hundred National Guard in Minneapolis. We're told that number could surge to 3,000 during deliberations. So what happens next? Well, Monday morning, that is when the jury will come back to the courthouse. There will be closing arguments, and then deliberations will start. Live in Minneapolis, Brian Enton, News Nation.
Brian, thank you.